Good morning, everyone, and Merry Christmas to you all. Have you ever been struck before with some amazing news? Perhaps it was the news that you were going to have a baby, or maybe the news that your son or daughter was going to get married. Amazing news can make your head spin if it's really amazing. I've been the recipient of some amazing news a few times so far in my lifetime. Sadly, some of the amazing news I've heard hasn't been all that good. But one of the best pieces of news I can remember goes all the way back to 1994. Back then, I was a uni student studying in Canberra. I applied for a government scholarship to study in Vietnam for a year. The result of my application had been sent by letter to my home address in Sydney. Back in the old days, my mother had to open the letter on my behalf and ring me to tell me the result. I could hear the joy in her voice when she told me that I had been successful in getting the scholarship. And then I was kind of blown away to hear my mum specify the amount of money that the scholarship was worth. $18,000. I had been given $18,000 to spend a year in Vietnam. That was a lot of money for a poor student back in 1994. Actually, I looked at the average annual salary back then. And do you know what it was? Anyone remember? 1994? Government figures said $36,000. Half a year's salary for me to study in Vietnam. I couldn't believe it. It was amazing news, and I guess I could probably say it helped to change my life. Because with that amount of money, I was able to stay in Vietnam for more than a year. And during that time, who did I happen to meet? I think you're probably able to guess. Amazing news. This is what the shepherds had heard one night when they were looking after their sheep out in the fields. Perhaps they were expecting a boring night, just like every other night. But all of a sudden, the darkness of the night sky was penetrated by the brilliant light of the glory of God. It freaked them out. An angel appeared and told them not to be scared. Rather, they should feel very happy, extremely happy, because the angel was announcing to them good news that would bring great joy for all the people. What was this amazing news? It was the news that a Saviour had been born. It was the news that the long-awaited Christ, the Lord, had finally come into the world in Bethlehem, the ancient city of King David. Old Testament prophecy had been fulfilled. Salvation for God's people was at hand. It was amazing news. And the angel gave the shepherds a sign. The baby would be wrapped up tightly in cloth. And surprisingly, it would be lying in a manger. Does anyone know what a manger is? In English, manger is actually related to the French word manger. Which, does anyone know what that means? You might have heard it before. Manger in French means to eat. A manger is a device from which animals eat. It's supposed to hold food for animals. But here we see the baby Christ would be found with a manger as his cradle. The unusual nature of this baby's bed would definitely help the shepherds to find him. But it also speaks of Christ's humility, doesn't it? This baby was a king who didn't mind roughing it with the poor and the oppressed. After all, those are the very people that he had come to save. Now, after hearing the angelic choir of thousands of angels giving glory to God, the shepherds said to one another, "We need to check this out." Verse 16 tells us that they went quickly to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. It was exactly as the angel had told them. On seeing all of this, the shepherds told everyone present everything that the angel had told them about this baby. And everyone who heard the report of what the angel had said about baby Jesus was amazed. It was amazing, astounding, astonishing, breathtaking, spine-tingling, stunning, staggering, stupefying, phenomenal, incredible, unbelievable, extraordinary, spectacular, wonderful, impressive, magnificent, marvelous, miraculous, mind-blowing, and simply awesome. It was amazing news. And as the shepherds went back to their sheep, it says in the Bible that they did so glorifying and praising God. Everything that they had seen and heard was exactly as it had been told to them beforehand by the angel. The time of salvation has come. The epoch of peace has arrived. All because of the baby born in Bethlehem. Friends, I know that Christmases come and go. And those of us who are older, we've probably seen our fair share of Christmases. But Christmas should never be mundane. Christmas should never be old and stale, or heaven forbid, boring. Because the truth of the matter is, Jesus the Christ, the Saviour of the world, has come. His entrance into our world marks the turning point from darkness to light. It marks the turning point from death to life. It brings peace, eternal peace, to everyone on whom God's favour rests. So today, recalling some of these things, let's be amazed at the news of Christmas. And being amazed, let us return glorifying and praising God for the things that we have seen and heard about this baby Jesus. To glorify and praise God just like the shepherds did on the night that this amazing news was first announced. Because of Christmas, because of this amazing event, there is glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace. This amazing news that fills the universe with praise and peace. Let's be amazed.